Well, I talk about the questionnaires. We're working in two versions of questionnaires. One is the soft, is the questionnaire that sent for the Rural Squad of Tomorrow, and this is the hard, the more complex difficult questionnaire that will be tested in La Ponte activity in October. Well, the Unionist teams, in coordination with Miaside, has elaborated one model of four. This one model of four, with the portations of La Ponte. This is a model for work together with all of you. All affortations are welcome. More specifically, the Juan Prieto teams and me, we have really been working in a model con minimal requirements. This is important. Minimal requirements. The questionnaire is long, but it's the minimal information that need for our objectives. It's possible that some of you think that form is quite large. It's true. In Brazil, we know that to the people in festivals is difficult and problematic, but it's necessary. But this is important for all of us. This is very important. We need to demonstrate that are working with rigorous and scientific base. We need a lot of response, but is better low response, lesser number of poor response, but of high quality that in data science is a sentence that is also as if trash in output. But it's important remember that in the objectives we have a specific number of surveys. We need people interested in the activity or in the subject, interested positively on development. It's indifferent, but people with disposition to respond all questions. Remember, it's important for the part of the science, but it's important for the practical application. With good information and good methods, it's better for application in the real case of your area or your territory or your case of interest. We are making tests about these questions. And now, it's important. Many of you have personal months assigned to work at school. This personal month can be justified as the recollection, processing, and all of surveys.
Yeah.
You can justify one or two more or more data assigned with this work. Mm-hmm. It's a work very easy of the justification. And now I pass to explain the survey. The first part is the basic, but it's important with section. Identification of surveyor, name, date, product process, comments on the survey,
is very
very useful. I know.
And the consent is important document and the surveys. They'll be completed all. It's important that the information they have quality. There are a groups of questions. This block are questions for everyone. Everyone in the context of rural sport. Everyone. Doesn't matter that type of relation with rural sport. Public in general, people in the activities of rural sport, etc. These questions are designed for sentiment analysis with response with words or simple sentences. Mm-hmm. And this type of questions with two columns, one column with the first word or first idea, and one the select five facilities in this case are a combination of sentiment analysis methods and methods of the columns. There are interesting questions specifically. No, 11. This is a question for a future process in the project for connect the Verap and WordPackage 7 with WordPackage 4. The idea is connect elements, physical, audiovisual, media, anything. Connect the physical or aspect of element, or for example, elements of cultural landscape, anything. With the results of the surveys. Introduce this type of question in the surveys. After we collect the features, the characteristics of element choose by the people that respond the survey with elements of database. This is a very important question for the economic team. How much will you be willing to pay? This is the heart of the question. It's very, very, very important. And it's related with more specific variables, with a question about subjective value, it's a question of sentiments, of perceptions. But there are also questions about the order of aspects that you consider important or interesting for the people that respond the survey. These variables and this one, the last variable of the questionnaire, the socioeconomic response, are the base for the economic contingent valuation study. It's a lot of variables that are introduced in the model of economists and then predict the money that you are disposed to pay. And the idea is connect this economic area survey with the sentiments area of survey and generate a model complete with this information. And this is a model, a test, and your application, your question, your point of weight of these methods is welcome and is necessary. Nothing more.
Any questions? Many questions. Sure.
Questions later.
Maybe questions later.
Yes.
We're doing this tomorrow.
Oh,
this
okay,
question
right,
is important.
Right.
We only have the sentimental analysis for tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes.
Because we have no
tomorrow is only the sentiment analysis. The survey is in response. The survey that you is a test for analyze the soft case.
Yes.
The case and discussion, workshop, is simple.
Carol,
I analyze the result,
yeah.
The difficulties, the problems that you will have, you will have with the questionnaire and refine for the next round.
Okay.
And La Ponte applied the complex this questionnaire and the method is the same. Analyze, report, and all documented. About this afternoon. And
even if the question is big or open, you just put three.
Yeah.
Emotions.
No, just the fact that we had the printed version of the survey that had all the additional, but that's because it's for the public and not for
and
the stakeholders.
That's
fine.
That's
panic over. I worry about informative consent.
Yes.
Because she talks about another informed consent.
Yeah.
We need one for all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. No.
We have to.
There are various models of service. No, not only one. One is anonymous or no. It's different context. It's very important.
I'm talking about
it's a part of economists that are very interested in that.
So, but it's important to underline for the partners that it's necessary to translate this survey to the local
language.
And after that, provide
the
information in English.
Yes. It's obvious, and it's important
adapt
it to the condition of the person.
You don't have an extra.
This will be tricky when we have the problem. When we have the problem, it will be very difficult. Is that not the answer that we have for?
Yes,
the idea is to publish.
We're moving on to our package five.
First of all, I'm realizing that I'm not receiving the mails and the information that you are all talking about. So this is my
well,
idea. I'm realizing I'm not receiving any of the information and informs that you are talking about. So this is my email. If you could please insert me in the mails and everything, it would be really nice so I can catch up with all the topics. Very brief. I review the Bible of the project, and then we have three main things to do. One is the database, another thing is to define the rural spot with La Ponte, so we will get in contact. I was not aware of that, so I will keep in contact with you from now on.
No worry, yeah.
And the third thing is to organize the rural event and a rural spot, if I'm not wrong. That will be the three main activities, and this will be the three main deliverables. One is the stakeholder database archive that we were talking about it was public, it was private. The Bible say it's public. Public. So there it goes. Then we have deliverable too, the summary of the rural events and rural spots that maybe it would be interesting to also talk with La Ponte and with the colleagues from the World Package 4 for the forms. So maybe we can make a structure so for the final report so we can align the data gallery and how it's going to be presented at the end so we can have conclusions. And then the summary of the network and clustering activities. That I think is the same thing, that we can make a final a structure for the document, what are we going to talk about, so we can from the beginning know which data and which experience we have to collect, so all the events, all the rural spot and rural events can follow the same information analysis easily. And I start with the first one, that is the database, that it will be, as we talked yesterday, a public and internal tool for us to communicate with all partners and stakeholders. And this is we. Key is missing, don't look at that. this is going to be the workflow. First, we are going to make a selection of stakeholders groups and criteria. Then we are going to design the database that I said yesterday that it will be probably an Excel, unless the Portuguese team have another idea, maybe, or the London team, the UK team. Then we are going to send this document to the partners, so we can all fulfill this. And finally, we are going to approach and engage with the stakeholders. This is going to be the four steps. And this is a first proposal on the stakeholders. I divided it in three main categories because since there were a lot of them, and I based it on the first proposal of the document, of the centrality document. First of all, I tried to start with an Asturian one for artisans to feel how to discover first the problem I had, and I discovered that there were a lot of overlaps between stakeholders because of the three hats problem that. You point out yesterday, so I decided to make a three big categories like cultural tourism ecosystem, institutions and associations, and then the policy makers. So then each category should have subgroups that will be the stakeholders. I will mail you this to all of you after the meeting, after next week, on Monday. Mm-hmm. So you can all revise the analysis and give us feedback so we can all agree on the groups and maybe start building up the database. But this is my first proposal for now. You can see the difference is also that I always forget the VERAP. With VERAP is that we have not only, this will be VERAP, the number one, and the rest, it's includes communication, local action groups, government bodies, policy funding agents, it's more right. Okay, the source of information that we were talking also yesterday, Yana, I pre-select those for mainly the general search engines and LinkedIn, for example. And then what I have used the most for the tryout was the public database and list. For example, for Asturias, I found the general registration. Registration for artisans in the Principality of Asturias. So I looked for the list, checked what artisans were register and they need to have a number to participate in the first. So that's why was my approach. But this is a first proposal for the source of information, the keywords that we could use to look on those sources and the regional scope that I forgot. UK, sorry. Oh, yeah. It was awesome. Perfect. I got caught my I focused that on the countries that we are taking part on this project, but if you want to make it further, like the La Ponte good practices thing, I think we can talk about this. For me it's okay. But since the focus or the goal of the database is to create those connections, make that clustering events, the clustering events will probably take part in the countries, in the participating countries, so I think it's logical to use this territorial scope for the database. But we can discuss it later. I also introduced the concept of the interest, and I divided it into two different sections. One is more general, it would be like the key words of the project. Cultural heritage and tourism would be one, then the arts and craft themes, since the project is also including the gastronomical tradition and the music. The traditional music tradition and everything, I included that, gastronomic and performative arts as a whole, like dance, music, oral traditions, all these kind of things would be in traditional performative arts. And I was thinking this morning about including a fourth one, like others, to make sure everything can be included and cataloged. So I think that here will be others. Traditional arts. And then the two rural sustainable categories. And for the specific interests, this will be just one. And this, yeah. This could be, you can select more of them. They are telling me, go quickly. And this will be the specific interest of the Culturality Project, that is also, yeah, the all the words, keywords we are talking about, the toolbox. But to for the partners, for the stakeholders to say us, to point out us out what they are interested on and how we can help them. That was also a question from yesterday, that we have to listen and not only impose to those stakeholders to ask what do you need from us. So this is the approach or the way we are proposing to do so. The data collection and parameters. This is the first idea for the Excel categories. I was thinking here. We were talking about the criteria also. I thought that since a lot of artisans don't have a website, a logo, or something, that they can also be including that data in this database, but no more than three blank. It cannot be more than three blank parameters. The mail cannot be one of them because of the mail is an immediate exclusion criteria. If there is no email, no contact, it cannot be included because the goal of the database is to reach them via email. So no email, no stakeholder. Then we will send an invitation email to those first to those first contact. This is a first idea of the invitation email. I think this is, it was a little bit long, so I will revise it, but I wanted to show you a first idea of the mail structure will be. So maybe, and then here will be a link to the sign up form. We will propose him for the Portuguese team. We have to talk about the way to contact the. We were thinking about making an account in MailChimp, but it depends on the newsletter. So we will also keep in contact, and this will be the fields for the a proposition for the fields of the sign up form. So yeah, and that kind of bottom. Yeah, that's more or less that first part. I don't have a timeline, but as you pointed out yesterday, ASAP. So so I will send you morning Tuesday, no morning, yeah, morning, yeah, Monday next week, this PowerPoint and this information, so you can all give us feedback on the first steps. Then gather all and contact you all again with a final proposal, and if you approve that, I will send us up the, I will start working the Excel and then send to all of you with a deadline. So that's the process for now.
Thank you.
Just 1 second to stress that in the Bible, we wrote that we are going to organize three special clustering events. The first one will be in Asturias, organized by Romaleo, and titled Cultural Tourism in Rural and Remote Areas Towards a New Era. The second one will be in Scotland. The title will be Cultural Tourism for Local Impact, Involvement of Local Communities. And the third one will be in Romania, Development of New Business Model for craftsmen and Artisans in Rural and Remote Areas. Lesson learned. So you have to keep in mind that you have to organize those events.
I have a question / suggestion, Olaya, maybe. Yeah. No, regarding the, I don't remember the category, the program, let's say immaterial craft, maybe we can all share the category listed by UNESCO, as we are in a European frame. The most of that concept are outdated somehow, because too much, in my opinion, too much human-centered transport, the trans spaces, and the more contemporary concept. But for that, the list of immaterial culture, or as Alan mentioned, the sustainable goals. So maybe that list we can share, and we can use as a common basis for each one, and with the necessary correction, of course, but maybe
good
it could be useful.
Yes.
I got it, and I can share with you already with the graphs, and so on. Maybe it could be useful just to stay in
the interest. I got it in like the UNESCO guidelines, but after, since La Ponte, we got, not rejected, but a few proposals, because it was not connected to arts and craft. I thought that the focus of the, I thought that the focus was on arts and crafts, and I didn't want to extend myself in gastronomy and performative arts, so I gathered all them in two categories. But first of all, I had music, dance, design, new arts too, like graphic design,
rituals,
and design.
Family festivals,
but I will put it in the main. But that's what's our concern.
No, but it was just an idea to be all in the same frame.
Yeah,
yeah.
Take it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Are you ready, Anna?
Sorry.
Thank you.